Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's is a little bit of a different type of topic than what I've done before, but it's just something that I am learning about in life and trying to implement. And I thought it might be helpful if anyone else is kind of on this same journey or considering starting. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first up is gratitude. And what I am grateful for is that today is actually Saturday when I'm recording this, and it is the day before Easter. And I know that, you know, for Easter, going to church, it does not matter if you have a cute outfit or not. But in my mind, I like to wear a dress for Easter, even if it is not super warm or nice outside. And so I just last minute went out to go get a cardigan because none of my dresses are very warm and we are unfortunately not having a warm Easter. So I went into the store and all I bought was the one cardigan that I went in for, and I'm just grateful I found it. It's currently in the washing machine. It's all good. So I'm grateful for that. But anyways, what I'm going to talk about today is non-toxic product swaps. I have probably been trying to swap out my products for ones with cleaner ingredients, maybe for about 2 years or so. I feel like maybe I was a little bit late to this, but I have been trying to be more intentional when I buy my cleaning products, my skincare, my hair care, makeup, all things like that. It's very easy to accidentally buy things with a lot of toxins in them. And, you know, we joked before that there's always a disclaimer of some sort in every episode. And so my disclaimer for this topic is I am not an expert. If you've been trying to do non-toxic lifestyle for a while, then honestly, this episode's probably not that helpful to you because, like I said, I'm still a little bit of a beginner here. And my disclaimer is that the products and the brands that I'm going to mention might not all be perfectly 100% non-toxic. They are better switches for me. They're like step in the right direction. Some of them do claim to be completely non-toxic. Some of them do not. So I'm just trying to share with you what I have found so far that has worked well and that I've enjoyed using. And I would also, as always, love to hear your guys' feedback. I would love to hear recommendations that you have, especially because, like I said, this is quite the process. And I do want to say too that if you're trying to do this yourself, you can realize that some of these products, if you're trying to get non-toxic, do end up adding up price-wise. And so, again, I said I've probably been trying to slowly switch things out for a couple of years, and that's because I could not afford to just throw out what I was currently using and get new ones that were clean ingredients because they are expensive. Not all of them, but I will just admit that it's just like if you're trying to buy more ethical clothing or, you know, if you're trying to buy more high quality products, if the price is always higher and that is for a reason. But I did just want to acknowledge that and say that that's why I've been doing this slowly over a period of time is because I was trying to replace things as they ran out, not all at once. So I would recommend that as well. It's just less overwhelming. It's better on your budget. And so, yeah, that's how I have gone about this. So I'm just going to share again some of the products I've been using that I really like because if you're not sure where to start or you've slowly started switching out some products and not all of them, then you might need some recommendations just like I have. And so I would say I've heard about these from some of them just from friends who are also trying to do non-toxic. Some of them I found by using the app that's called Think Dirty. And I know even that is a little bit controversial because some people say, like, you know, it's biased about some things. I don't know. Like I said, step in the right direction for me. I needed a starting point. So the Think Dirty app, you can actually scan barcodes while you're in the store, and the app will give the ingredients a rating from 1 to 10. And the lower the number is, the cleaner the ingredients are. So that's the theory. That's the purpose. Again, I'm not evaluating how well the app does this, but it is a tool that I have used and I have enjoyed continuing to use throughout this process. There are other websites and things you can use to check how clean things are. I've also found some of these through social media. I have followed a few pages that they try to give ideas of things that are cleaner. I've gotten some ideas from Margaret Matheny on YouTube, and other ones I've just found online. And another one that I saw on Instagram and YouTube is Lexi Teary. She also shares non-toxic products. There's others too. Just I'm not thinking of them off the top of my head, but anyways, here we go. I'm just going to share with you some ideas and take it or leave it. Do what you want with this information. If you have your own that you recommend, I would love if you would comment or DM so that I can also check those out, because I am always looking for good product swaps that are just better for our bodies, our environment, and all of that. So here we go. First of all, some makeup brands and products I have tried that I've really been enjoying. This is interesting because I just never thought before about what was in my makeup that I'm literally putting onto my face, like going into my pores. So I've really enjoyed learning more about this and trying to choose better. So the first one is Beauty Counter, and I will say that this is definitely a pricier one. So I haven't tried a ton of their products. Actually, most of the ones I'm going to list, I did get all at once when I had a discount and stuff like that. But I have used their under eye cream. I've used their cleanser. I've used their lip gloss, lip conditioner. I really like that one, actually. That was a free gift when I hosted a party for this, so I didn't buy that one. And I really like their charcoal mask. You can actually use it on your face and it pulls out toxins and gross stuff like that out of your skin. But you can also use it under your arms. And I also had never heard of an armpit detox, and I tried it. It's great. And so I like that that's also kind of more versatile. You can use it for multiple purposes. So Beauty Counter is great. Again, I would like look for a sale, or if anyone you know is hosting a party, sometimes you can get discounts from that. But I do like the products that I have tried from them. I've also gotten a little bit into Honest Beauty. And what's great about this is you can find Honest Beauty at like Target, Ulta, places like that that you might have near you anyways, which is nice because then you don't have to pay for shipping. I will say with a lot of non-toxic stuff that I have found, I do have to find them online, and then that often means there's a shipping cost. But again, it's worth it if you're trying to use cleaner ingredients on your skin and hair. So Honest Beauty, so far I've only tried the mascara and the eyeliner, but I've really liked them. They work really well, and I don't feel like in the past I have used some cheaper like eyeliners and mascaras, and they will literally start like running and making me look like a raccoon. We don't want that. So far, Honest has not done that. I feel like it also removes really well, though, when you do want to take off your makeup. And that is a pet peeve of mine with some products that, like, if you feel like you have to tug at your skin too much, then that's obviously not helping for the future of wrinkles and bags under your eyes and stuff like that. Again, not an expert about any of this stuff, but that is why I like the Honest Beauty products that I've tried so far. I also, for nail polish, I've only tried one brand that is supposed to be cleaner, and I don't even know if I'm going to say this correctly. It looks like Kappa New or Nui. It's Kappa space Nui, and this has like their own color of polishes, and then they've got a top and base coat that you get separately, and then they also have their own remover. So what I have learned is the remover actually works pretty well on regular nail polish. So again, I'm not throwing away all of my nail polish that I already own, but as I use them up, I am throwing them away, and then I'm not replacing them with other you know, like stereotypical brands of nail polish that you would get, but I'm trying to look for ones that are a little bit better, especially because if you're someone who goes to get your nails done ever or you do your own nails, you know that you can just smell the toxins. Like it just smells like straight up chemicals when you are doing your nails. But I personally love to do my own nails. And so I don't want to just stop doing that. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. But I have only tried that one brand. So I would say I can tell with this brand, again, Kappa Nui or something like that. I will say that it does chip easier than other nail polishes I have tried. But again, I do think it's worth it if, you know, you're wanting to try to have better ingredients. And I did also see, I think this was from Margaret Matheny on YouTube, actually. Someone recently, I heard them say, like, your nail beds do absorb things pretty easily into your skin and your system. And so that's kind of gross if we're just painting things that are not good for us onto our nail beds. So I did try that so far, and I like the remover, especially the polish. I only have two shades right now, but I am wearing some currently, and it's really pretty. Like I said, it does just chip a little bit quicker than others, and so you might have to do touch-ups, but I'm okay with that. Another brand I've tried is Tula, and so far I've only tried the moisturizer. It says it has probiotics in it. It smells nice. It feels nice on my skin. I got the one that is Tula Skincare Breakout Star. It's supposed to help you if you have acne-prone skin. And again, so far I like it. I've probably had this for a couple of months, and so far so good. Another one is deodorant. And this one is tough because, again, also your armpits absorb things into your system really quickly. And probably everyone has heard at some point now that aluminum is really bad for our system to have in our deodorant. And so this is the one area that has been quite the struggle for me, because I have tried so many natural brands of deodorant. I'm not even going to say them because I only have bad things to say about the ones that I have tried. And I don't know if it's just like me, my system, it doesn't like work well with the ingredients. I don't know what the deal is, but several that I have tried, maybe five or six different brands, have made me break out under my arms or like have a rash, and nobody wants that. It was uncomfortable. I literally had to throw them all in the trash. And I do know that whenever you switch to natural deodorant, your body kind of has to go through a detox phase, and you might have some negative reactions at first, but I definitely gave them all a good go. I took my time. I, you know, gave it a good chance, and it was just not going well. So I don't know if it's something in the ingredients that I'm allergic to or just don't respond well to, but like I said, I have tried several. And so for now, for me, what's been working best is I have just been using like the stereotypical brands of deodorant and just not getting aluminum. So I know that there's still sometimes like some fragrances that aren't good or some other ingredients that are not necessarily non-toxic. But for me right now, that has had to be my compromise as far as deodorant. And I haven't completely given up, but I did want to take a break from trying completely natural deodorants for that reason. If you have one that you love, let me know. But again, I would say the ones that you hear about all the time, I've tried. So we'll see. Maybe there's some out there that would work really well. I just haven't tried yet. But I at least am doing no aluminum in the deodorant. Next brand that I have tried and enjoyed so far is called Beauty by Earth. I haven't noticed this in stores, but I don't know that I've looked for it necessarily in stores, but I've gotten it online. So far, I've tried three products from Beauty by Earth. I have tried a tinted sunscreen, and that's kind of nice if you're not trying to do like a full face of makeup and you just want to like have a little bit of coverage, but also be protected from the sun if you're going to be out and about. I will say I don't like that necessarily in place of foundation or a BB cream or something like that. Like the texture definitely is different with the sunscreen, but it's supposed to be non-toxic sunscreen. So I do like that. And I will continue to use it, but I would not completely switch that for like a BB cream, like I said. And while we're on the topic of sunscreen, real quick, I have tried some more mineral-based sunscreens instead of chemical-based. That also has been a bit of a journey, and I haven't found something yet that I have loved in that area. So definitely let me know if you have one you've tried and really like. But another Beauty by Earth product I've tried is their cleanser. I have the tea tree and mint one currently in my shower. It's like a foaming cleanser, which I really like. I think this is the second time that I've used that, or the second bottle, I should say. Not that I've only used it two times. And then I've also used their dry shampoo, which is very interesting. It's not like in a spray bottle like every other dry shampoo I've ever tried. It's literally like a powder. Like you have to twist open the top, you shake up the ingredients, and then you like squeeze the bottle and a little bit of powder goes onto your scalp. And it works so well. I definitely would get it again when it runs out. I will definitely get more. I feel like it not only obviously like absorbs the oil like every dry shampoo is supposed to do, but it also like gives your hair a little bit more volume. It feels like lighter, like it's not weighed down, and I definitely recommend it. I got the one that says brunette on it. I don't know, honestly, if it makes that much of a difference, but that's the one that I got. Next is I got a product. This is probably, honestly, this is probably like a year old. And guys, that's the problem with natural ingredients is some of these probably expire and I'm using them longer than I should, but oh well, here we are. For an acne spot treatment, because I definitely have bought like those cheap ones before that you can get in a little tube and you like put a spot on, like if you have a breakout or a pimple or something. But those, again, they smell so strong. You can tell it's probably not something that should be absorbed into your skin. But one that I got and I like so far is by the brand Bloom. It's Blume. And the product is called Meltdown. And I like the smell of it. I could honestly tell that maybe some people would not like the smell. It for sure smells like essential oils, but I really like it. And it says that you can either just put it on your skin or you can mix it in with your moisturizer. So I have not mixed it. I just have put it straight onto my skin every time. I really like it. The bottle's not see-through, so I can't tell how much is left, but I definitely have been using it for a long time and I would recommend that. And then on to some more like shower related products, more so than makeup. I have really been enjoying Native for shampoo and conditioner, and then also their body wash. They have some really nice scents, and you know, in theory, they are more naturally based ingredients for the fragrance. Because if you don't know, a lot of products that have bad ratings as far as ingredients come from fragrance. And that's because some of them just are not transparent about what the fragrance ingredients are. And part of that is also because, you know, so that people can't imitate their scents and stuff like that. But it is helpful when you're buying it to know if it's clean ingredients for the fragrance. So I really like Native. I have noticed that with the shampoo and conditioner, I don't like to just continually buy Native one after the other. Like I like to change up my shampoo and conditioner. I just feel like my hair responds better if I don't use the same one nonstop, but that is one that I really like. And then another shampoo option is one that I have only used from online. I haven't seen it in stores, but the brand is called Alchemy and Clay. I learned about this from Lexi Teary, and they actually have shampoo bars. So that's nice because when you buy it, you're not throwing away a whole plastic bottle whenever you run out. It's literally like using a bar of soap, but you use it on your hair, and it actually creates really good suds and it makes my hair feel so clean afterwards. I do like to still have a conditioner when I use that. Mine I felt like was a little bit dry and I needed conditioner still, but I loved how clean my hair felt after using the Alchemy and Clay shampoo bars. And then I also have used Alchemy and Clay bath bombs, and again, it's supposed to be better ingredients, and it just the bath bombs smell really good. I've also given them as gifts and gotten good feedback, so definitely recommend them. And then for toothpaste, mouthwash, I have tried Lumino. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I ordered that online, but I think you can get Lumino in stores. I really liked that. And they also have non-toxic whitening strips. And then I've used the brand Tom's and the Hello brand that I was able to just find at Target. And those are supposed to be also better ingredients, which I know you in theory, are not swallowing your toothpaste, or you shouldn't be, but it is crazy, though, that some toothpaste ingredients are not good at all, and we're literally putting those into our mouth. So I've liked trying different brands of those. And then, okay, this might be even a little controversial in and of itself, because I am someone who likes to have the option of perfume or like a body spray, some sort of scent. I just think it's nice. I enjoy it. I like when, you know, I just feel fresh. And so I know that a lot of perfumes and body sprays are not good ingredients at all. And some people who are trying to do non-toxic just completely avoid using any sort of extra scent that is not necessary. But again, I really enjoy it. So ones that I've tried, and I did get these at Target, and again, there might be some mixed thoughts about these, but I have seen that they are not as bad as other brands, are Pacifica, which has all kinds of like skincare. They have hair stuff. They have got, you know, body sprays and Mix Bar. So I have one of each of those brands right now, and I really enjoy the scents of them. And, you know, in theory, it's better ingredients. And do I need to spray fragrance on myself? Not necessarily. And would I be better off without it? Probably. But as I know that I still am going to want to use it, I'm trying to find some that are supposed to be better, at least a step in the right direction. And then as far as like cleaning supplies go, I won't get too far into this because, again, I'm slowly switching out products, and I feel like I haven't made as much progress in the cleaning, like for my home department, as much as what I'm actually putting onto my skin and hair every day. I do at least try to get like the Free and Clear laundry detergent so that it's not adding extra scent, as much as I like my clothes having a scent when they come out of the laundry. And I've been using the wool reusable dryer balls in the dryer instead of a fragranced dryer sheet. And I know that there are naturally fragranced laundry products as well. I just currently am not using them. I was going to say, if you look online, literally search it, you can get on Pinterest, you can just Google it, whatever. There are so many DIY cleaning solutions that you can do with things that you probably already have, like baking soda and vinegar and essential oils and stuff like that, that you can clean your sink, your toilet, your countertops, your carpet, like all of that kind of stuff you can definitely do on your own without having to buy separate products for all of those things. So I've started kind of dabbling in that a little bit, but again, not as intensely as the skin and hair care. So anyway, I would recommend the Think Dirty app. Just personally, I've enjoyed it. If there's a better one out there you've been using, I would love to hear about it. And yeah, I would say like, don't pressure, if you're interested, don't pressure yourself to literally like throw away everything that's toxic, because it is so expensive to buy any of this stuff in the first place that we use every day. If you have to replace it anyways, you know, it can add up. But definitely when you're trying to kind of go towards better ingredients, it can add up. So just do one thing at a time. Like for example, for me, as I run out of a lotion, or if I run out of mascara, or I run out of something I use all the time and I'm throwing it away, that is when I will buy a new one, just one at a time. I also don't have like three mascaras and three blushes or whatever. I just get one at a time until I use it up. And as they run out, I have been replacing them. So I just think it's good to be conscious of what we are putting into and on our bodies every day and on our skin. And I just honestly have enjoyed learning more about this, and thought I would share in case anyone else is kind of thinking about starting. But again, if you have your own recommendations for any of those types of products, I would love to hear it. I love trying new ones. And thank you again just so much for listening. I know this was a very different type of episode, but I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about. And I hope that you are all doing well. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.